Well, we're also following news out of Pennsylvania today. 19 students and a security guard were stabbed, some seriously, at Franklin Regional High School in Murraysville outside Pittsburgh this morning. Police say a 16-year-old student wielding two knives attacked people in classrooms and a hallway until the principal tackled him. The student is said to be in custody. All of the victims are expected to recover. And police are looking into allegations that the suspect was bullied or threatened another student in a phone call last night. And then there's news from Kansas City, Missouri, where the FBI has joined in an investigation trying to figure out who is shooting at cars, 13 of them, driving in and around Kansas City. Three people have been hurt since the shootings began on March 8th, and although none of the injuries are life-threatening, it has rattled the area. Donna McGuire of the Kansas City Star joins us from her newsroom. And Donna, what is happening? Do people see these shooters? Are they also in cars?
Police believe they may be in cars for at least some of the shootings. It's possible they're alongside the roadside in others. But the drivers are hearing a loud bang and believe, for example, they've blown a tire or something like that. Others are seeing their windshield shatter or a window shatter and realize that something has happened.
Wow. Well, and we understand you know someone whose car was shot.
Yes, I have a friend whose car was shot, and two bullets hit her car.
It's amazing. So give us a better sense of the pattern. How is this happening on a daily basis?
It started slowly and then began on a daily basis late last week. We had four or five days in a row with at least one shooting each day. Most of them are happening. We have an area in Kansas City where three highways come together, so many on-ramps and off-ramps. Seven of the shootings have happened in that general area. It seems to be the shooters will be near a car they're targeting and shoot right before they're going to split off, either taking an exit ramp or another highway or just a regular ramp down to a roadway in the city.
Well, we understand most of them are happening in Kansas City, Missouri, again, right across the river from Kansas City, Kansas, but others happening in towns like Leawood, Lee's Summit. I mean, I haven't been in Lee's Summit in years, but that was a small town, although it has a big highway around it. Any sense of how these are connected?
Other than they are the same, a lot of them are the same highways near splits where highways split. Lee Summit now, by the way, is up to 90,000 people.
Okay, not small town anymore.
not a small town anymore, but a very safe city, considered a very safe city.
Well, I was going to ask you that. We have sadly become accustomed to hearing of shootings in inner cities that are not considered safe, where there are problems of crime. Is there any sense that these are connected to crime in any way? I mean, gang-related crime. Is your friend someone who thinks she or he might have been a target?
We believe all the victims are innocent victims who were just targeted because they happened to be driving where they were at the time. In other words, not a road rage type incident that led to this. It's hard to know right now where the shooters are coming from, and the police and federal authorities have not told us what they do know in terms of any descriptions of the shooters.
Mm. Well, so how is this affecting people in the area?
I think we're certainly more jittery on the highways right now. Drivers are watching over their shoulders, trying to see who they're close to as they're hitting exit ramps. But people are still driving, and I came through that area last night. I go through it every day, going to work and coming home, and there still are plenty of cars on the road.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, we know that officials have talked to individual reporters, but we're hearing there's been no major press conference. Are people kind of itching for that?
Yes, I would say people want to know more. It's an interesting balance, though. We know that authorities don't want to tip off too much that might help them solve the case. And if you had a press conference, we certainly will ask a lot of questions.
Yeah. Well, we hear the police are running ballistics on the bullets that have struck the cars, and hopefully there will be some information coming. Donna McGuire, assistant city editor at the Kansas City Star, as that area has seen 13 cars shot at in the last few weeks. Donna, thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.